President Bush said yesterday he is weighing whether to send U.S. troops to lead peacekeeping efforts in Liberia. The Bush administration had been reluctant to get involved. The Los Angeles Times reports that a team of U.S. Marines is standing by at a U.S. base in Rota, Spain, for possible deployment to enforce a ceasefire. The president leaves for a 5-day trip to Africa on Monday, but will not stop in Liberia. Nancy Soderbergh, a National Security Council official in the Clinton administration, joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why has the White House been reluctant to send peacekeeping troops to Liberia?
Well, this is an administration that derided peacekeeping throughout the campaign in the first couple of years in office, suddenly finding themselves doing it in Afghanistan and in Iraq. And with Liberia, you've got a long history of the United States. We helped found the country in the mid-1800s with freed Black American slaves who went back there, and the president is going to Africa, so that it's all coming together.
So they're changing their minds about peacekeeping forces?
Well, reality has intruded on their efforts, and yes, they are realizing that it sometimes is it's difficult, but it's often the best of difficult options that face them.
Is there a disagreement between the State Department and the Pentagon over this?
Absolutely, and I think the White House has not yet exactly decided what it's doing, although the president did call for the Liberian president, Charles Taylor, who's also been indicted for war crimes in the war in neighboring Sierra Leone, and I think that they've realized that they're going to have to do something. And in this regional war, you've had the UK put troops into neighboring Sierra Leone, you've had the French do so in neighboring Ivory Coast, and given the long history of association with the United States, it's an obvious choice to have the United States lead in Liberia. The Secretary General over the weekend called for a international force to go in, led by a permanent member of the Security Council, and that pretty much leaves the United States at this point. So I think they really have to take the leadership role and move in and try and stabilize the situation there.
Well, you might understand the Pentagon's reluctance to send troops. I mean, we've got troops all over Iraq, in Afghanistan, in the Balkans. They're spread rather thin.
Well, they are, but the military has planned to fight two major regional wars. And while they've got 230,000 troops in Iraq, there are certainly plenty left over to do something like this. What they will do is put 500 to 1,000 on the ground and then bring African peacekeepers to do the rest of the job. So they will be there in fairly small numbers and provide leadership, command and control, airlift for other troops, and overall guidance for the mission. But this is a difficult mission. There's their right to pause and think about it, their right to kind of figure out what the exit strategy is. And going into basically a civil war in Liberia is going to be very, very difficult.
Does the timing of the president's decision make a difference, given that he leaves for a trip across the African continent on Monday?
It is impossible for him to begin this trip without a decision on this. It's the number one question. Although he's not going to Liberia, it is the number one question at the moment. You've got, you know, a close association with the United States. Everyone is looking to the United States for leadership, and he's going to the continent. He absolutely is going to have to say yes or no on this question. I think they're scrambling to get a decision before he leaves this weekend.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Nancy Soderbergh, a National Security Council official in the Clinton administration, is a vice president of the International Crisis Group.